reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at CaravinaVillage.com. Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Monday. Memorial Day is
Monday.
The official,
unofficial
start of summer. It's a day to celebrate freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom to barbecue
on a supercharged propane-fueled Master Flame.
3,000!
And the freedom to drink beer!
And it better be American beer!
On Monday!
Monday!
Memorial Day!
Monday!
There's a whole seat for you at the picnic table!
But you only need the edge!
It's all happening on Monday!
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 Memorial Day Monday!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former White House counsel Don McGahn is expected to defy a subpoena to speak to the House Judiciary Committee this morning.
The White House claims McGahn has immunity from testifying. President Trump telling reporters the American people have had enough of the Russia probe.
The attorneys say that they're not doing that for me. They're doing that for the office of the president.
Congressman David Cicilline among Democrats talking impeachment.
An ongoing effort to prevent the American people from knowing the full truth.
Committee Democratic Chair Jerry Nadler threatening to hold McGahn in contempt.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. More severe storms in the southern plains overnight.
Today, the threat shifts to eastern portions of the plains and the Mississippi River Valley. While the overall threat is not as extreme as yesterday, large hail, damaging winds, flooding, and more tornadoes are possible throughout today and tonight.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. This is Fox News.
You're listening to a morning radio program of titanic proportions. Greg Budell, what did people say when you started out on this great venture?
It won't amount to a thing. It won't, trust me.
Jay Scott, how are the working conditions here on the morning show?
The best I've seen, hardly any rats.
Emily Hayes, give us your thoughts on being a morning radio personality.
Don't presume to tell me what I will and will not do. You don't know me.
What do you think, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, is that an iceberg dead ahead?
It's color right ass!
It's women and children first.
You are so annoying.
So here comes three kids and a lady.
Are we the children?
He's 9 years old in fourth grade.
Yes, we are. Get an exemption.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. A show described as
stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
But we don't care. It's Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We've talked about it before. When the dew points are above 60, it starts to feel humid. When the dew point is above 65, yeah, that's getting really humid. When the dew point's above 70, well, right now the dew point is 71. That's pretty high. It's summertime levels, and our forecast for today, sunny and hot with a high temperature 92 to 93. I think the dew point will go down a little bit later on this afternoon. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, the heat continues to build. We're looking at about 94 tomorrow with sunshine, and then 95 Thursday, 96 Friday, upper 90s Saturday and Sunday. The records are in jeopardy for several days, starting Friday especially, and over the weekend, each day over the weekend. Memorial Day, you know, I've got us around 98, 99, but I see some models are taking us to 100 on Memorial Day. So, and that'll break a record as well. Beach forecast, it's a little cooler down there. Mid-80s the next couple of days, and then upper 80s by the weekend. The Gulf water temperature now is at a season high of 83, and moderate rip current risk is in effect through tomorrow. Right now, this morning, with cloudy skies at the moment, 89% relative humidity. Temperature is 76 at 8:08.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Yeah, right. And you're right about that. You've heard us talk about MPB before, Montgomery Paint and Body, and it's, every one of us have been customers there, some of us more than others.
Rich.
And it's, yeah, I know.
Rich.
Three decades? Yeah. A lot of vehicles? Yeah. I sure have. And that's because of their attention to detail and the fact that you know that not only are they straight shooters, but they're going to take care of beyond the damage you see with your eyes. They're going to be looking beyond that panel. They're going to look under the molding. They're going to, you know, they're going to look under the chassis and beyond the bumper to find the hidden damage. And they work well with the insurance company as well as the customers. And their phone number is easy to remember, 27-WRECK with a W. It's their attention to detail. And when you get the phone call that your car is ready, not only is it going to be meticulously repaired by Donnie and Brandon Turner and the rest of the gang out at Montgomery Paint and Body, it is also going to be detailed just like it came off the showroom floor. It's always a fun moment. It's a wow moment. It's a silly grin moment when you see your car finally. So give them a call, 27-WRECK with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane, Montgomery Paint and Body, the place that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
At 8:09, let's see who needs MPB.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at our morning traffic, and we have a couple of issues to worry about this morning. We have an accident at I-85 and the Boulevard that's on the southbound side. Right there at that same intersection, we have an accident on the Boulevard. It's right in front of the Drury Inn, so that's a real crowded area. Be careful there. Traffic's kind of slow as you pass through the Boulevard and head towards the downtown area. If you're on I-65, the River Bridge slowdown is still going on for a little while longer. It's starting to thin out there. And the Boulevard itself is moving along okay, except for the area right around the I-85 intersection. If you're on the 31s, we don't see a bit of problems for you this morning. Please be careful as you head on into work. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Hey, a little Benny Hill music to get your attention. Because we're ready to do a conundrum.
Which what is
involve,
it?
That's what we have to do. A question to which you had to figure out the answer. But that's not what's important, is we're giving away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw the conundrum out there. Yesterday, we had an awesome response. This is kind of a tricky one.
Yeah.
So you want to give it some thought.
Are you going with that first one?
Well, yesterday we did Truth or Baloney, and we had a huge... We had a massive amount of people call in.
Blew out the phone.
Five people wanted to play.
And we did it.
And we gave them the right number to call, too.
Mm-hmm. We did. Obviously. Yeah.
So since there's a delay, why don't y'all go ahead and plug in 272-9228 to your phones. That's 272-9228.
Yeah. That's... So when my... What's the word?
He forgot to take
it. Infirm brain gives the... It could happen to anybody.
Couldn't it, though?
Walked out with the bread this morning.
I could have saved somebody's life from that mistake.
That's right. You were coming in my office and said, what happened with the bread?
Somebody could have called Montgomery Eye Physicians to play the contest. Said, oh, you're the LASIK people. You know what? I've been meaning to give you a buzz. They make the appointment. They get the LASIK, and they can see without glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you guys...
Saved a life.
Can't you look beyond the obvious once in a while?
I think you spin things really well.
No, there's a method in his madness.
Yeah, well...
I don't know why he took the bread out with him.
I got an explanation for everything.
Why'd you take the bread?
Oh, that's another one.
I was like, I guess he wants us to use regular bread? So I went back and I looked at Rich's sandwich. That's not regular bread. That's sourdough. What's going on? Did Rich get the last of the good stuff? And we got to use the wheat?
That's pretty much how it is.
I get the showroom sandwich because I put it on TV.
Showroom sandwich.
Well, isn't it interesting that the topic on this conundrum is food?
Oh.
But it's more of a battle of the sexes type question.
Of course it is.
Because for reasons unknown to man, science, or common sense, women are more likely to do this when grilling than men.
Okay.
And it involves something they do with food that is commonly grilled.
I see.
One item in particular. I got to give at least that much of a hint. But women, for some reason, think...
Women.
Broads, for some reason, think the only reason they could do it is... Dames. I don't know what it is with dames, you guys.
Don't use skirts because that's just too sexist.
Yeah, a skirt fires up a grill.
Excuse me?
What other? Do we need anything out?
James
Cagney. Do you need to dig this hole any deeper?
I don't think so. First of all, let me explain something.
Oh, yes, please explain to me, a poor, pitiful Emily.
Poor, pitiful me.
The women that listen to this show get it. You know, they have this thing called a sense of humor.
Yeah.
It's not real common.
Still, though. Not real common
with the women that listen to this show, it is. They have it. They got it. They know what it's all about. Or am I just full of crap? All right, so here's the...
Tea's ready.
Jeez.
Come on, phone.
Somebody please call.
272-9228 is our phone number.
Well... Why would they call unless they know what they're going to win?
Well, I don't know. They probably were just so... God bless.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and the male of this segment is Jay.
Hi.
Because a female can't do anything on her own.
The male.
We're here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. May I continue, Jay?
Did you just assume my gender?
What do you feel like being today, Jay? You have that right.
I'm going to be myself.
I saw him going.
I ain't got to conform to your binary.
Okay, so whatever you choose in life, make sure you choose the Seafood Bistro.
You're binary? I didn't know that.
Today is Customer Appreciation Day as they celebrate their one-year anniversary of what we still call the new location.
We love him just the same.
They were on Woodmere Boulevard.
But now they're on Perry Hill Road at 1651.
And they've been there for a year. The menu is great. It hasn't shrunk at all. It's expanded.
No, it hasn't. It's gotten big.
So check out seafoodbistro.com to see the menu. You can call them at 279-7500 to call your order in ahead of time. Mm-hmm. You can follow them on Facebook to stay up to date with specials and such. And make sure you get by there today to enjoy some throwback pricing on... those tried and true menu items like the shrimp po' boy, the Seafood Bistro. Yay!
Do I need to simplify this?
I don't know. You know, If you want women to call in, you may have to.
This is about grilling, folks. And, you know, we got Memorial Day weekend coming up. This is an appropriate subject, grilling. And this is something that women do.
Just another thing that we do wrong, ladies.
More than men, it's a procedure. That's a good word.
It's a procedure
that they do on grilling one particular item.
Well, and a very popular one, too. But for some reason, 6 out of 10 chicks feel
like they're smart enough to be at the grill, and we all know they should be in the kitchen making a casserole.
Or a nice 7-layer salad. Those are fun, too.
Setting the table.
So what is it that 6 out of 10 women feel compelled to do to this meaty item?
Right. It is...
To this meaty item.
Don't overthink this, folks.
Yeah,
don't overthink
this. The grill. If we keep talking, you know, they'll know...
We've almost given it
away. Really,
272-9228.
We're sorry that we can't drive to your house and hand you the answer on a slip of paper, but we've done the next best thing. So what do you think this is? 272-9228.
And you're going to benefit. Oh, you're going to benefit.
Somebody's calling.
$10.
Hallelujah.
Hi, News Talk. Don't hang up.
They're probably calling for LASIK.
Yeah, right. Hello, is this the LASIK number?
Let's see. Maybe we'll get lucky here and get it on our first call. David?
Hey.
Man, my wife and I, after we closed on our house in Montgomery last Friday, my wife said, let's go to the seafood bistro and celebrate.
Well, here's your chance. You. Here's your chance now. So what do you think this item is that women, a certain procedure in the grilling process on this certain item? What do you think it is? What are we talking
about? I know that my wife, if she grills, she tends to want to turn things over a lot more than I do.
Okay. All right. That's a start.
A cereal flipper.
That's right.
But that's
exactly
a good start.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah. All right. Take care, guys.
This is a very popular
supposedly.
Meat.
It's kind of David to get us started.
Yeah.
To make sure that the phone lines still work.
I think this thing that women do with this particular type of meat also has a deep-rooted Freudian.
Oh, my gosh.
I do.
I don't.
No. I don't see that.
How many years have you been in therapy?
But
I know about this stuff.
But by the way, my mom
How
did.
How sick you all are.
My mom did crazy. This. Did your mom do it?
Jay.
This... You remember?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, my mom did this thing that we're talking about, that we're the answer we're looking for.
First letter of your last name.
So, you know, sometimes it makes sense, especially when you're dealing with a big
first
one.
First letter of your last name.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
We have another caller.
Okay. Thank God.
Is this a different Dave?
Okay.
We have David, and then we have Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
All right, so what, 6 out of 10 women do what with this?
One item.
Meaty, beefy, big and bouncy item.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Overcook it.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, it's not overcooked.
Yeah. And we've all...
And there are men that do this, too, but women far outnumber the men when it comes to this thing.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
We are getting calls. Let's get a local newscast in, shall we?
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. State troopers are investigating a deadly crash on Interstate 65 north of Greenville. Troopers say a 38-year-old man from Indiana died after hitting a tractor trailer. A passenger was also injured. The driver of the tractor trailer was not hurt. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders made a stop in the capital city Monday. He visited the National Memorial for Peace and Justice before speaking at a campaign rally. Sanders now heads to Vermont for his next campaign stop. And Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama's tourism industry grew by $1.2 billion last year. Locally, Montgomery County has also seen a tourism boost. The state tourism director says much of that increase comes from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Talk, who's this?
the mic's
ringing
back
up.
On, Jay.
Hey, we're giving away
that's a first.
Hang on.
821. And here's the conundrum. This is sort of a battle of the sexes. For some reason, women prefer to do this with this popular grilling meat. More than men do. What is this procedure that they do? And we have Dr. Swear.
It's a long name. I couldn't spell it all.
It's not that long. It's Schwergenfeger.
Oh, hey.
Schwergenfeger.
How you doing, Doc?
And Greg is correct. He talked about psychological.
Mm-hmm.
And it is totally for that the women do this. They call it, they say this word tenderized, you know, but what they do, they take the meat before on the grill, they pound it with a hammer, anything they have, they pound it, they beat it, pound it over and over, they pound it, it's almost nothing, you don't have to chew or nothing, but they pound it, then they now cook it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. There are deep-rooted psychological ramifications, right. That, but that is not the answer we need, so, Doctor. Thank you for trying.
Pound of meat is not the answer.
No.
All right.
Scott.
I'm going to say poke holes in it.
Poke holes in it? Now, that's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good
pretty
one.
Close.
You know, you're on to something there.
Yeah.
Just carry that answer a little bit farther. Call us back.
Yeah, best answer so
that's
far.
The best one so far. It's not poke holes in it. But it's a procedure sort of like that.
Our maybe. Next caller is very good at these things. Tommy B.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
How are you?
I'm going to make it. It's probably no cold, but I'm going to make it.
Okay.
I would say they cut into the meat to see if it's done enough.
We can't accept the answer in that form.
Think about it. Call us back. 272-9228.
Yeah, it's not to see if it's done. It's a...
No. You know.
Mike.
Yes.
What do you think this is? What is this procedure women like to do with a specific type of meat before they grill it?
They split their weenies.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They foul cut your weenies.
You're talking about hot dogs?
Oh, you said
yeah, weenies. Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah,
then that's case,
guess what? That's the answer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said, like, they split their wings.
I
thought he said sniff their weenies.
He said, I heard him fine.
He had the correct answer. Split the weenies or split the hot dogs. That is the answer we're looking for.
Congratulations.
Now.
Thank you.
May I ask you, Emily, are you a wiener splitter or are you a round...
What does it say there on the paper?
Oh, not Emily.
Yep.
Oh.
I didn't see that.
Well, you know, you'd have to read the whole thing.
You know, no, this looks like it was written on the inside of a pyramid and transcribed.
No, it does not.
So I got to hire an Egyptian to come to the station. What did Emily mean by
this? Need the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah. Mike, hang on. You're a winner, buddy. Good work. All right, so you know what we're doing now?
What?
I was asking you.
Making up for lost time?
Yes.
Isn't this when Emily leaves at 20 after?
Oh, that was the old days. Oh. Hey, by the way, before we do...
Those were the days.
Do you mind, since it's National Waiter and Waitresses Day?
I was an Apple Buddy, by the way.
You were an Apple Buddy. To you and all the others, I worked at a place called the Fountain Diner, which was hell. And in honor of that part of my service, but you know what? I owe the restoration of my radio career to it, so I've got to give it credit where it's due.
10-4.
But at times, it drove me nuts. So here you go.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
Many years ago, I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, oh my, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through, and all the blah, blah, blah. They come in, hawking a Chinook with their goshamish bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place. Okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that...
It's not your usual.
Yeah, well, it's no longer a morning show. But anyway, I told that story so well that particular occasion, that's why I reused. I don't think I'd ever do it that good again.
I want a hot dog now.
Sound like Filbert from Rocko's Modern Life.
I'm getting the Vienna Wiener.
Are you going to do that? The kit? You getting the kit again?
I can get the kit.
Well, you've talked about that a lot, but have you done it? Maybe you've done it and I just haven't been invited. And that's fine, too.
It was after the war movie.
Well, no, we did war.
Oh,
we
did
a war movie.
War movie.
We did we should on Memorial Weekend. Yeah. Do a Memorial Weekend on war movie. A war movie and a wiener.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 8:26.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the 8 o'clock hour, and things look a lot better on the roadways this morning. Our delays on I-65 have cleared up, so you got a speed limit ride there. There aren't many problems on I-85. There's a little bit of a slowdown between Perry Hill Road and Ann Street, but there's no accident there. It's just a lot of traffic. If you're on the boulevard, it's stop and go at the traffic lights. No big problems for you, and we don't see any problems on the 31s as you head into work this morning. Begin your new career now. Summer term classes at Trenton State Community College begin tomorrow. Register today. Trenton State. The College for Real Careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Listen to this if you are retired. Now imagine you're at the beach, sun shining down, and the ocean is tickling your toes. And you smile because this is your third summer vacation. How? Because all your retirement questions were answered at the Life and Legacy Series. You attended and took action and completed a financial life plan that protects your assets from creditors and predators and the government. You used your IRA as an estate planning tool that will last your family for generations. If this isn't you, well, summer is right around the corner. Join the Financial Life Planning Experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club for a free, fun, information-packed workshop focusing on your retirement questions. Space is limited. Call 649-4911 to register. Food will be served. Call 649-4911 to register. Don't miss out. Call 649-4911. On May 28th at the Capital City Club. Again, that's 649-4911 to register.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Far Too Pale for Memorial Day.
Mr. Far Too Pale for Memorial Day.
Yes, your skin isn't just pasty. It's actually bright enough to support its own solar system.
They can see me from space now.
1 hour in the sun and they can hoist you up a flagpole to warn people of approaching hurricanes.
Run the higher ground, yeah.
Yes, you're not just white, you're radioactive. Your back alone looks as though it could power a fleet of nuclear submarines.
All aboard for adventure.
So go ahead, throw on a swimsuit, step outside and melt the polar ice caps. Spin around in circles and warn passing ships they're getting too close to land. Because after all, if you stand still long enough, plants will lean in your direction.
Mr. Far Too Pale for Memorial Day.
We have another one of those that's very good that we bring out at this time of the year as we get ready for... How's your pool? Is it still required getting used to?
Pool water temperature hit 80 yesterday. That's the record high for the season. Today's official forecast, 81.
I used mine Sunday yesterday for a little while, but it's still the temperature really kind of like get used to. It does take...
You got to jump in. You can't ease into a pool.
But once you're in, it feels great.
Yeah.
I should have gone in there this morning.
You used to do that.
I've been a little bit groggy today.
You used to do that.
Yesterday...
It's like your own cryo chamber.
Yeah, it is. I had a great day yesterday afternoon. Went home, put a couple of steaks on the grill.
Nice.
Fine meal. Steaks, broccoli, hash brown casserole.
Can't beat that.
Salad.
America.
Tomatoes with a little honey mustard on them. And then I dozed off. And I'm getting by. You forgot to turn the grill off.
Ooh.
So that immediately woke me up.
What? A dumbass.
Russ said. I'm just kidding. So I had to go out because you didn't know how to shut it off. So I shut it off. Now I'm awake. And I did not do well in the sleep department last night, so that's why I'm giving out the Montgomery iPhone number to call a player contest.
Did you ever go out to the grill and realize that one eye was on for a little bit, so you have now an empty tank? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. But that's why I go to Food Outlet, Rich, because you know what it costs to get a refill there? $13.
Oh.
So thanks to Food Outlet, I can be stupid. Yeah, without costing a ton.
I know some places where it's $19, $20.
Here is our friend. I don't know what your mattress temperature is.
Mr. Sandman.
But he's got those cool ones that help you sleep nicer in the summer weather. Hey, Mr. Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everybody doing?
Yeah.
Getting ready for the big Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah,
you know,
the heat.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have just added the Diamond mattresses out of California. These mm-hmm. are extremely nice. They're bed in a box, similar to what you're going to get off the internet, except you can actually come try these out. They're not cheap mattresses. These are really premium with the best cool technology I have found in the industry.
Was that on your Western Swing recently that you...
That was. That's yeah. why I was out there. I saw them first at the Las Vegas market.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked them, and I wanted to go out there and see them again before I brought them in because it's, you know, an investment to bring in a new lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And these are very, very nice. They come in a box. You come in, if you decide you like one, we place the order, and they'll ship it right to your door anywhere in the country. if you want us to bring it out and set it up with the box spring and everything, we can do that also. But they're just some of the devices, pretty, where they're extremely attractive. But if you like a good, comfortable mattress, we've got everything from firm to really cushy. And we've got them now. You know, we don't have all of them out, but we have a good hunk of them out. And they are fabulous mattresses. But we also have, you know, we're still getting rid of some floor samples from Serta, Jameson, Respironics. They were really nice premium mattresses. And they're going for prices that, you know, down in the budget price range. Got headboards and beds on sale. And you know, it is Memorial Day. We're going to have a Memorial Day sale. I know nobody else does this, but we're going to do one.
A Memorial Day sale?
Yeah.
This is going to catch on. Watch.
Yeah, I think it will. We've got a lot of mattresses. If you need a mattress, if you want one today, come in. We've got a huge inventory of mattresses on hand. You know, twins, bulls, queens, and kings. Not everything in every size, but I assure you, we can find you a mattress that you will like and at a price you'll be happy with, and customer service afterwards that you'll be happy with. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side, across from the Dollar General in that little shopping center. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
And by the way, just thinking ahead, will you be closed on Memorial Day?
No, we'll be open on Memorial Day. We're closed every Sunday, of course, but right. Memorial Day is a big day. We will be swamped on Memorial Day.
Okie dokie, man.
But you don't have to wait till then. Our prices are already marked down. You don't have to wait till then. But if you, you know, there's actually better things to do on Memorial Day than shop for a mattress.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah. If people mention my name, do they get a discount or no?
No.
They get the same discount I would get, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many people mention all of y'all when they come in.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that we're happy to hear, for sure.
I am, too. They know my money is being well spent.
Excellent.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thanks, David. See you.
All right. So they will be open Memorial Day. It is 8:38.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I mentioned a little while ago that the airport is reporting a 400-foot overcast, but I looked outside this door. There's not a cloud in the sky. Sunny and hot today with a high around 92, 93. In fact, clouds will be tough to find over the next few days. Certainly showers are going to be non-existent, with a low tonight down to about 65, and the heat building tomorrow up to about 94 with more sunshine. More sun 95 on Thursday. I'm going with a conservative 96 Friday. I know some forecasts a little higher on Friday. The record is 95. You can kiss that baby goodbye. Upper 90s Saturday and Sunday. Some of the models are, getting us closer to 100 as we get towards the weekend, especially Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day Monday. I've got us around 98, 99 on Monday. You know, you're splitting hairs here. And then as we look even into Tuesday, it's not going to cool down. And the chance of rain, I don't see any. Gosh, let's see. This is Tuesday. Maybe a week from Thursday would be our next opportunity. Boy. Right now this morning we're talking about 76 degrees, 89% relative humidity at 8:39.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Talk to you about Dillon Rings here in Montgomery, a family-owned and operated business dedicated to excellent customer service. I loved visiting their shop, and I loved looking around and seeing what they have, and not only in the showcase, but seeing some of the pictures that Josh and Leslie have in their little photo album, and there's a story involving every particular item. That's because Josh is this amazing creator. You can tell him your story about your loved one or whatever the occasion is, and then Josh can come out with something, and he always does. So
Ask him to show you some of his creations in the past and the stories behind them. They can do all kinds of repair works on all types of jewelry as well. And besides Josh's creations, they have designer pieces from around the world in their showroom located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens, Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. You know, Mother's Day has passed now, of course, and graduations are mainly this week, right? And you know, or in the next couple of weeks, but you got birthdays coming up, anniversaries. It's never too early to think about the holidays, right? They'll be around before you know it. They're closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open today through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 3. So go by and see them and tell them I said to go by and check them out. Experience the difference at Dylan's Rings.
Okay, we're going to get our final look at the roads from Mr. Balaki this morning, your local news. And when we come back, today's Morning Maroon nominees, another extinguished group.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our traffic on this Tuesday morning, and we're going to give you a big old green light. We don't have any problems on the boulevard other than slowdowns around the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, it's a speed limit ride on both 65 and 85, and there are no troubles on the 31s. If you're traveling on I-65 during the day today between about 9 and 3, be careful around the area of Fairview Avenue and the I-85 interchange. The Alabama Department of Transportation is doing some work, and they may be closing some lanes in that area. Be careful as you head into work this morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama's tourism industry grew by $1.2 billion last year. Locally, Montgomery County has also seen a tourism boost. The state tourism director says that much of the increase comes from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders made a stop in the capital city Monday. He visited the National Memorial for Peace and Justice before speaking at a campaign rally. Sanders now heads to Vermont for his next campaign stop. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash on Interstate 65 north of Greenville. Troopers say a 38-year-old man from Indiana died after hitting a tractor trailer. A passenger was also injured. The driver of the tractor trailer was not hurt. The cause of this crash is under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Memorial. I'm not exactly quick draw McGraw today, for which I am deeply sorry. If anybody, you know who that is,
right? Sadite. Yeah, remember that was his sidekick?
What was his sidekick's name?
Babalua. Or something like that?
Probably something that would be considered offensive or racist.
I bet. Tonight.
We have our Morning Maroon nominee coming up here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial is the key word on Memorial Day. And other days where we celebrate our veterans and heroes, Baumhauer's donates 5% of their proceeds to a group that works with veterans who are struggling. It's a great organization. It's Bob's pet project, and they will be open Memorial Day. So help them celebrate and help a great cause, the National Veterans Foundation, by dining at Baumhauer's for lunch or dinner on Memorial Day. And again, 5% of their proceeds will go to help this great cause. Memorial, that's the word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And that means you can enjoy that downtown at 201 Union, where they serve lunch between 11 and 2. Park in climate-controlled comfort downstairs, which is nice. And then you've also got the Boulevard option as well. And, of course, we're going to gather there this Wednesday night, as we always do, for fun and games. All right, 8:48. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And guess what state gets nominee number one?
Oh, I don't know.
Minnesota.
Good. Florida. Oh, is Randy here?
Yep, he's here.
Hey, Randy, you ready to help us judge these knuckleheads?
I am ready.
All right.
All right, nominee number one, the town of Celebration, Florida. It's a group nominee.
Yeah, I know where that is.
It was developed by Walt Disney.
Sure, I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was done almost 50 years ago, and guess what they just figured out?
What?
They misspelled Walt.
What?
Under the landmark.
How do you misspell Walt?
Well, I don't know what's dumber, that you misspelled Walt, W-A-L-D, Disney.
Walt.
Or that it took you 50 years to figure out it was wrong.
It says Wald.
Wald at Disney, yes.
Not Walt.
Not Walt.
Wow.
But Wald.
Yeah.
Well, unless you have a better one.
Ridiculous.
You tell me if you believe this lady's story. Guess what state?
New Hampshire.
Land O'Lakes, New Hampshire. Where Rachel. It's one of my favorite female names of all time.
Rachel.
Was arrested for violating her probation.
Mm-hmm.
The cops did not find anything during a pat down. But when they took her to jail, the guards found out that she had 13 prescription drugs tucked in her cleavage. So she was charged with two felonies, being a boob, illegal possession of a controlled substance, and introducing narcotics into a detention facility. She told the jailer that she forgot to mention that she had this.
Oh.
Yeah.
That couldn't happen. I mean, that could happen, right? No.
Now, this may be the most despicable of all, but this is from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
40-year-old Brian Couture of Forest Grove, Oregon. Back in March, he called 911 to report somebody had broken into his house, fought with him, and stole the $700 his daughter made selling Girl Scout cookies.
Aww.
Jeez.
When the police got there, the house was trashed. Brian was a bloody mess. They took him to the hospital, searched for the burglar, couldn't find anybody. But eventually, Brian confessed to what really happened. Turned out he'd stolen the daughter's cookie money for guess what? Not drugs, an erotic massage.
Oh.
So he staged the break-in, beat himself up for a cover story. He was given a plea deal, guilty to initiating a false report, got 18 months of probation, 80 hours of community service, and a $100 fine. And I'll bet his daughter isn't too happy with him these
days. He's a beaut. Steal, Girl Scout money, really? Cookie money, then beat yourself up. You know, I don't know. It's either between him or the people of Celebration, Florida.
I really want to say Celebration, Florida.
Yeah. How do you misspell
the founder's
name when it's like five letters?
It's like Daniel Pratt, but we left off a T.
Yeah.
So it's like the state of Washington spelled T-I-N at the end. All right, so Randy, who do you like?
I think the misspeller.
Yeah.
Whoever did that.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
even old country bumpkin like me can spell these days with spell check.
Yeah.
That isn't hard.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, guess what? Breaking news on my tomato plants.
Oh?
Oh, no. What is it?
That's fresh information of a positive nature, but that's not important. The yellow buds are starting to come on. That's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
They all took.
Good.
That's great.
Rich set up some good rain, so.
That's good.
When you see the yellow leaves, how soon should I start seeing, like, big tomatoes?
Well, the fruit will set, and then from that point on, given our current temperature, which is pretty high, it ought to mature in probably another, I'm saying 30 days. You'll be slicing your first tomato.
And since we're going to be about 9 days dry, you need to get the hose out pretty soon.
Good point, Rich. Let me speak on the subject of watering tomatoes and really other vegetables. A good soaking, watering one time a week is probably really all you need. Make sure it gets deep. You can even use a sharp stick or something to just poke down there. You know, typically when you plant tomatoes, plant them very deep. So go all the way down to the roots, make sure all that ground is wet. But just one time a week, there's a lot of tomatoes get overwatered. So one time a week is plenty. Another little tip that'll help, if you can mulch around the base of those tomato plants, and don't get fancy, use anything you have. If you live in the area that's got a lot of pine straw, use that. Hay, leaves, bark, anything.
Really? Put that stuff around the base of the tomato plants?
Absolutely. Holds that moisture in. Sometimes tomatoes, the fruit itself can crack because of huge swings in moisture. So that mulch really helps that problem. And also there's some bugs that come out of the ground that are pests on tomatoes, and it'll slow them down too.
Awesome. I'm going to give that a shot this weekend with all that free time I'm going to have.
We had a big turnout for our rabies.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, we did. We had the two doctors that did it, Mr. and Mrs. Trotter at Animal Medical, said that it was the second biggest turnout they've done so far, and that they really liked the drive-through process because there wasn't so many dogs running around.
Yeah.
Wanting to visit everybody.
Yeah.
So it worked out good. Good to see you.
Glad to hear that.
We're going to do it again next year, matter of fact.
Of course, Prattville Farm Center. One year I was out there, I sold key lime pies to help the local Humane Society, remember?
You did. That was a big... We got to do that again, too. Because we're kind of short notice this year. I didn't want to spring that on you. But next year, we need to make plans.
Just ask for you. I'll pop open the oven, get them ready.
I hear you.
Just let me know. Your location and hours, Randy?
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, which is just about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's right there City Center, Uptown Prattville. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Notice how I said Saturday. That's country for Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday.
Saturday.
I like the way that worked out. Randy, thank you. And don't forget, Prattville Farm Center has an excellent Facebook page.
Hey, y'all have a blessed day.
All right.
You too. Take care, man.
Talk to you Thursday.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United Fire Comfort.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we proudly salute you, Mr. Ginormous Barbecue Grill Guy.
Mr. Ginormous Barbecue Grill Guy.
Only a true genius would own a barbecue grill large enough to cook for the entire continent of South America.
More stainless steel than a hospital now.
You have enough under-grill storage space to sleep a family of Filipinos.
I can cook a herd of cattle now.
You burn enough propane to heat the city of Milwaukee. When your side burners ignite, the polar ice caps begin to melt.
Hot dogs for the world now.
So go ahead, cook every animal on the planet in an ocean of barbecue sauce. Land a 747 on your massive food preparation surface, because in the end, your kids will still wish you'd sent out for pizza.
Mr. Ginormous Barbecue Grill Guy.
That is kind of true. You can go through all the great efforts to do a nice grill, even offer multiple options.
Uh-huh.
Ain't there no pizza? That's sometimes the way it works. The grill that has served us so well on this show may be sputtering towards the finish line.
Uh-oh.
No,
it's gotten a lot of use.
That's why.
Almost 5 days a week.
I got it for Father's Day 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the right side, because I don't like, there's a commercial and I hate it on TV, and it's this guy and he's acting like a real dweeb and he walks in the house. Yeah, sometimes she's gotten old and you got to kick her to the curb, and you think he's talking about his
wife. Now I've seen the spot, and then first of all you see the wife, and then the daughter,
and they obviously understand what a jerk their father is. Right.
But that looks like a cool grill. It's got that, even that little drawer thing.
See, I wouldn't know how to use all that stuff.
I know.
I just like my little Kikkoman.